Stan Roach punches a code into an electronic lock and steps into a small apartment.
This is the studio, the smallest of the three that we have on the short-term rental program.
Roach bought and renovated this 1930s fourplex in the Old Bend neighborhood in 2013.
We've done all new kitchen cabinets and countertops and appliances.
Roach now rents three units on Airbnb for between $65 and $150 a night. He's not the only Bend resident who has figured out that short-term rentals are lucrative. The number of city-issued permits nearly doubled from 2013 to 2014. That rapid growth has the city looking for ways to manage challenges that come with vacation rentals smack dab in the middle of residential areas.
So it really came to a head this summer.
Sally Russell is Bend's mayor pro tem. She says in 2014, the city heard more and more complaints about the side effects of vacation rentals. Things like noise, limited parking, parties, and the loss of neighborhood livability.
By the time we hit September, it became really clear that something had to shift really quickly.
Most of Bend's short-term rentals are clustered in two neighborhoods near downtown and the Deschutes. From her front porch in the River West neighborhood, Terry Reynolds points to vacation homes nearby.
So there's three, and we haven't crossed any streets yet.
Eight of about 16 houses are short-term rentals.
This is a ridiculous amount of vacation rentals. That changes the tenor of the neighborhood.
Reynolds has lived here for 7 years. In that period, she's seen several neighboring owner-occupied homes sold and then converted to vacation rentals.
I bought my home in a single-family residential neighborhood thinking that I had neighbors, not transients. And by transients, I'm talking about the people who come and go quickly in these rentals.
It's like, okay, I want a neighbor. Well, that house is a rental.
Stan Roach, the vacation rental owner, says it's not as if all long-term neighbors are ideal.
What happens if you get stuck with a terrible neighbor? You don't have all these people coming and going, but you have these jerks next door that won't take care of their lawn, or that party all night long, or whatever the case is.
Roach is part of a citizen task force the city created to shape new rules for short-term rentals. The task force has crafted recommendations for how many new permits can be concentrated in a given neighborhood, and rules for how far apart they need to be. Next, they're looking at things like noise and parking through the city licensing process. Still, there are strong opinions on all sides. Stan Roach says his vacation rentals are his business.
This is my living. I mean, this is my livelihood. This is what I do.
For some residents like Terry Reynolds, that's just the problem.
We moved here to be in a single-family residential neighborhood, not in a business district.
The city will consider regulations recommended by the task force this spring. The hope is to establish new rules on short-term rentals before summer. Amanda Peacher, reporting.